بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، on the subject of the seerah and its application to our lives today, the first of the lessons from the seerah which we need to reflect upon and which we need to implement in our lives is the lesson about our own identity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to teach mankind what mankind is, to open our eyes to our own identity. What do I mean by this? If you reflect on the last 2 days' Fajr reminders on this subject, we spoke about the issues today. And the issues today relate, in principle, in terms of identity, they relate to a fantasy that the human being is subject to. And that fantasy is that human being thinks, the human thinks, man thinks that he is God. He doesn't think he is God in terms of creating things. He doesn't think that he is the creator of the world. But he thinks that he is God in terms of running things. This is human fantasy. This has always been human fantasy. And that is what led to some people actually declaring themselves to be gods. When the Pharaoh declared that I am God, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, if somebody had gone and asked him, did you create the sun? What do you think he will say? He didn't create the sun. If you ask him, did you create this earth? He won't say I created the earth. Then how do you say you are God? He said, I am God because I run this earth. I am God because it is my law which operates. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was presented in the court of Namrud, and Ibrahim alayhi salam said to Namrud to worship and told him to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he said, who is your Allah? And Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Rabb is the one who gives life and death, in whose hand is life and death. So Namrud said, I have life and death in my hands. How is your Rabb special? And to prove that, he called for 2 prisoners. He said, set this one free. And he said, kill this one. So they chopped off his head. Having life and death actually means to give life to something which does not have life. Setting a prisoner free is not, giving. The man is alive already. But this is what arrogance does to you. And that is where Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Rabb makes the sun rise from the east, you make it rise from the west. He drew his attention to the real meaning of the Rabb, of Rabbul Alameen. So the first lesson we learn from Rasulullah, and this is the basis, this is the reason for the coming of the Prophet, is to teach humankind their own identity. Who am I? Who are you? You are not God. You are not the king. You do not make the laws, no matter what you might think. You are somebody who is answerable to the lawmaker. You are somebody who is answerable to the king. You are somebody who is answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. You think you are making a law, but how can you call yourself a lawmaker when you will be questioned about that law by somebody else? basic principle. No? I mean, if you have made the law, then how can someone else question you about that law? They cannot question you. I mean, if that is happening, it means that this law you made, you had no authority to make this law. Right? If you made this law and someone is questioning you, meaning calling you, pulling you up, punishing you for that law, it means that you had no authority to make that law. So you are not a lawmaker. This is the fundamental principle of Islam. And this is what Rasulullah ﷺ came to teach us, our identity. That we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are His creatures. We are put on this earth to implement His laws, not to make laws according to our own wills and fancies. We are put on this earth to implement the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to this we will be held accountable one day. So the first principle of Islam, which we learn from the seerah of Rasulullah, which we need to apply in our lives, is that I am not God. I do not make laws. I am here to implement the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. And that one day I will answer to Allah. That my life does not end here. My life continues. And what continues is far longer than what I have spent or I will spend here. This is the first lesson. And until this lesson is learnt, nothing else will happen. That also is part of this lesson. Today, there are many people and many groups and many jamaats and many institutions and tahrikat and so forth, who believe that the first step is to establish the Islamic state. The first step is to establish the political identity of a state which is run according to Islam. And then Islamic character will follow. This is a figment of the imagination. This is false. And it's not my opinion. Just read history. Read history and you will find that political states which were formed on the name of Islam were never able to implement Islam in their countries. Never. Pakistan is a classic example. It was formed for the supposedly for the implementation of Islam, to be a crucible, to be a proof of concept, to be an example, a living example of what a Muslim state is, a state which is run according to Islam. Pakistan did not run on Islam for one single day of its existence, does not run on Islam today as we speak. I am not criticizing Pakistan. I am saying this is the state. Whether it's something to be happy about or sad about is for whoever established it to think about. But the fact is, this is an actual historical fact. So also take Egypt. When the Ikhwan al-Muslimin won the election and Muhammad Morsi became president, and then what happened? Everything flipped. What the seerah teaches us is, the political state doesn't come first. A change of heart comes first. A change of the mind comes first. A willingness to submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes first. And when that comes, automatically the rest follows. In the seerah, the political identity of the Muslim state was in Medina. 13 years after Rasulullah ﷺ announced Islam in Makkah. Rasulullah ﷺ could have started with a political state. And what prevented him from doing that? In Makkah itself, he could have started with a political state. He didn't do that. 13 years of Makkah was tazkiyah wa tarbiyah. Was purification of the heart and purification of the individual in terms of his muamilat. Tazkiyah is purification of the person, internal and external, and tarbiyah is purification of his life. That's my interpretation of that. Tarbiyah is purification of his life, his mu'amilat, his dealings with people. They must be purified. And when this happened, then the political state got formed, and there was no revolution for that, and there was no need for any war to establish it, nothing. It just happened. Automatically, it happened. When the constitution of Medina, the agreement that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote, that this is agreement between Muhammad wa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the people of so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so tribe, nobody disputed that. Nobody said, who are you to put your name here as the person who is writing an agreement on behalf of, on behalf of whom? Who are you? Why are you writing this agreement? The agreement says, if there is a dispute, it will be referred back to Allah and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody disputed that statement. Nobody says, how can you say that? Why must we come back and ask you? Because all of these had already been settled. These were not questions in the mind of anybody. The fact that I must refer my matters to Allah and His Nabi was established. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina did not need to convince anybody that this is the framework, this is my frame of reference. He didn't have to convince, people knew that. If I have a dispute, what do I do? I consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi, meaning I consult the Quran and Sunnah. If I'm doing something in my life and I want to know is this right or wrong, where must I go? Go to the Quran, go to the Sunnah, go to the Kitab of Allah, go to the Nabi of Allah. People knew this, they understood it, it was signed and settled, finished, done. There was no argument about that. So when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote this, or he had this written, he didn't write it, he had it written, the constitution of Medina, there was no dispute on that. But how did that happen? It happened because of the tarbiyah in Makkah. It happened because people's mindset was changed. What is the switch that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made? He changed, I've said this many times before, he changed the definition of HNI, high net worth individual, from Abu Lahab to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. What do I mean by that? A high net worth individual is who? In today's world, somebody who has a lot of money. Ask any banker in the world, who is a high net worth individual? Somebody who has a lot of money. Today it is Jeff Bezos. Does anyone, how many times, you must have heard this, Bill Gates is worth so much, net worth is so much, and net worth is so much, and Michael Dell net worth is so much, and so and so's net worth. Have you ever heard someone also saying, he earned this money in a legal way, in a compassionate way, he spent this money. Have you ever heard any such statements? Never. So and so's net worth is so much. How did he earn it? Who cares? I'm not saying these are scoundrels or these are bad people. They're not bad people. Presumably they earned it legally. I'm not saying that they are. But I'm saying that is not our consideration. We are not talking about that. You're not talking about that. Take our country. The number of wealthy people here, and you know and I know how their wealth comes and how it is earned. Today we have normalized these things. We have normalized disobedience of Allah. We have normalized sin. We do not feel ashamed to be in the company of people who are deliberately disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not feel ashamed of that. We don't feel that how can I be with these people, or how can my name be in a list of people in which there are also embezzlers, and in which there are also people who are misappropriating land, people who are thugs in suits. Did you ever think of that?
It's no problem. We are perfectly fine. Our rizza has gone to the dogs anyway, so how does it matter? There was a time when you would say, sorry, I'm not going to stand on the same platform as you. I mean, you know, I will not sit in the same room as you. I will not be on the same platform as you. I will not be, my name will not be on a list in which your name is. It's a matter of my rizza. It has nothing to do with you. But today, no. Because that man has money. हमारी उर्दू में क्या बड़े लोग आए साहब, बड़े लोग आए क्या, 6 फुट का है, 8 फुट का है, उन्हें व्हाट डज इट मीन, डज ही वेज 300 किलोग्राम, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ बड़ा बड़ा आदमी, बिग मैन मीन्स व्हाट, मीन्स ही हैज मनी. दिस वॉज एग्जैक्टली द डेफिनेशन ऑफ अबू लहब, दिस वॉज एग्जैक्टली द डेफिनेशन मक्का ऑफ हाई नेटवर्थ इंडिविजुअल, ऑफ अ बड़ा आदमी, बिग मैन. रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम चेंज दैट. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a big man is the one with big character. Not with big money. A big man is the one with good character, with big character. He said, I was sent to teach people manners. I was sent to teach people character. He didn't say I was sent to change the world. Changing the world is an outcome of this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say, I was sent to create a Muslim state, an Islamic state. He didn't say, I was sent to rule the world, I was sent to change the world. Never. He said, I was sent as a buistu mu'alliman, I was sent as a teacher. He said, I was sent to teach people manners. Just think about that, manners. What's so great about saying salam? That is the greatest thing. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, afshu salam, he said, spread salam. Say salam to everybody. Say salam to a bird if it flies by. We give importance to the wrong things. And that is why we buy trouble. If you give importance to the right things, you will buy the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good manners are absolutely critically important. They're more important than breathing. It's better for a bad-mannered person to be dead, stop breathing, than to continue to live with bad manners. Because when he's living with bad manners, he's a pain to everybody. It's better he's dead. So good manners is better than breathing. More important than breathing. This is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to teach. He came to teach human beings that they are human. They're not God. That they are vicegerents. They were sent on the earth to implement the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to create their own laws. Once a person submits himself to this and says that I am the abd of Allah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, then the rest of it follows. Inshallah, more about this tomorrow. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.